Hi, hags. Sorry, I'm a tardy hag today. Just, it's gross. It's raining. Cut me some slack. Let's just jump into it. So, as we learned last week, Joni Mitchell is back on Spotify, and I'm making it everyone's problem for, like, I don't know, a while. So, starting us off today, we have You Turn Me On, I'm a Radio.
I'm a little bit corny. I'm a wild flower waiting for you. Broadcasting tower waiting for you. And I'm sending out this signal here. Hope you can pick it up loud and clear. I know you don't like weak women. You get bored so quick. And you don't like strong women because they're hip to your tricks. Duty for duty down the line, but you I come when you whistle and you're loving and kind. If you've got too many doubts, if there's no good reception for me, then tune me out. Cause honey, who needs the static? It hurts the head and you wind up cracking, and the day goes dismal from red puss barney. Sorry face you get to wear. I'm gonna tell you again now if you're still listening there. If you're driving into town with the dark cloud above you, dialing the number who's bound to love you. If you're lying on the beach with the transistor going, kick off the sandpipes, honey, the love's still flowing. If it says forget it, but your heart's still smoking, call me at the station. The lights are opening.
That was You Turn Me On, I'm a Radio by Joni Mitchell. Up next, we have Blackbird off of Beyoncé's brand new album, Cowboy Carter. Great, 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 great album. What else would we expect, you know? And this is a really lovely cover, I think. She's been getting some flack for her covers, like, on the internet, which is annoying because people want to see her fail. But whatever. This is a really lovely cover, especially considering the context in which Paul McCartney wrote it. Features some beautiful vocalists. So I will share it with you all now. This is Beyoncé's cover of Blackbird.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see.
To see
all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird.
the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly.
Learn to fly.
All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arise.
You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
That was Blackbird, Beyoncé's cover off of her new album Cowboy Carter. Every time she puts out new music, people want to compare her to literally anyone else. And I'm like, do you have the evidence to support your claims? Because I don't think anyone has evidence like the Beehive does. Up next, what do we have? Oh, we have a song called Would You Love Me More by Piper Toohey, which just stumbled upon my day list today. And I think it's rather lovely. That was Would You Love Me More by Piper Toohey. Wasn't that lovely? I usually don't like super airy vocals because I think they're really common in bedroom pop. And I think it's usually just a sign that you don't have very good like vocal support. But I think she has a really like lovely airy voice. And you can tell in like how clear the notes are that it's fully supported. Sorry, my little vocal tangent. Up next, we have, a Cranberries song. Classic. I don't play enough Cranberries on here, and this is one of my favorites. This is Put Me Down.
Oh, this land in
That was Put Me Down by the Cranberries. Hags, I've made a big oopsie. I played songs out of order. So you'll have to forgive me if I've ruined the entire show by this song playing after the Cranberries and not before. We'll try to get back on track. Up next, instead of up first, we have Not A Lot, Just Forever by Adrienne Lenker. She's got a new album out, but I still really love her 2022 album songs.
Joy, a tether, not a Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'll admit I played that Adrienne Lenker song because I saw an edit of Kermit and Miss Piggy. That part, I think it's in the original Muppet movie where she like imagines getting married to him and they have a little green pig and a pink frog baby over the like, and I could be a good mother and I want to be your wife. Wow. Wow. Artful. Miss Piggy speaks for us all. Up next, we have... Okay, I finally found a Fiona Apple song that fits into the vibe of the playlist I'd already been curating. You know, sometime, for her own sake, I need to curate a playlist around Fiona Apple, not try to shove her in where she doesn't want to be. No, she deserves her own playlist. But for today, we have Waltz, Better Than Fine.
Have a song to sing, you're okay. You know how to get along humming. If you don't have a date, celebrate. Go out and sit on the lawn and do nothing. Just what you must do, and nobody does it anymore. No, I don't believe in the wasting of time. But I don't believe that I'm wasting mine. Don't sweat it. You make a sharp one being so kind. And I'd sure to get big-headed. Why should I follow that beeping that I better than fine?
That was Waltz, parentheses, Better Than Fine, end parentheses, by Fiona Apple, an old favorite. a favorite of mine. And that's all there is to say on that. Up next, we have Roman Candle by Elliott Smith, a new favorite.
He played. Didn't need me to give him hell. He could be cool and cruel to you. Me knew we put up with anything. I wanna hurt him, I wanna give him pain. I'm a Roman candle, my head is full of flames. I'm a fall asleep. I wanna hurt him, I wanna give him pain. I'm a Roman candle, my head is full of flames. I wanna hurt him, I wanna hurt him, I wanna hurt him.
That was Roman Candle by Elliot Smith. Yeah, I really love that one. I've been listening more to, I don't even know if you could really call it a full LP, Roman Candle, what it's on. I don't know, I'd have to look into it. I'm not vinyl smart. And I really love that. I think it demonstrates a lot of his instrumental ability. Up next, we have another 90s music icon, Mazzy Star, with Bells Ring.
Thank you.
That was Bells Ring by Mazzy Star. I see, like, Fade Into You, especially the instrumentals, blow up on the internet every couple of months. Well, I get popular on the internet every couple of months. And I don't know, like, I always want to tell people to listen to the full album, because I think it's really great, really solid start to finish, but also has a maintaining theme throughout, a maintaining core sound. Yeah, they were really good at that. Up next, you know, this little section is pretty 90s grungy, so I hope you'll stick with me. Up next, we have The Sundays with their classic, I'll say it, You're Not the Only One I Know.
Sing it down. You found me in the latitude. And where's the harm in talking out loud when I'm on my own? What's so wrong reading my star? When I'll be in the latitude. And what is so wrong with counting the
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I apologize for my wording on calling that song classic by the Sundays, because whenever I do that, my roommate is very quick to point out, like, oh, it's a classic. Why have I never heard of it? It's a classic to me. So, not one more. A little bit more in our 90s grunge odyssey. We've got, up next, Cocteau Twins. Staple. Those Eyes, That Mouth. That was Those Eyes, That Mouth by Cocteau Twins. I always want to call them the Cocteau Twins, but no, no article. Straight to the point. up next, we've got So Real by Jeff Buckley. Gone too soon, if only because he was so good looking. And not to, like, diminish anyone's talent, but, you know, it happens to women all the time, so I may as well objectify Jeff Buckley a little bit. if he'll let me. So Real by Jeff Buckley. Perfect that I played him right after Cocteau Twins, since he and Elizabeth Frazier dated. Up next, BoA released new music. Crazy. They haven't put out an album since, 2010. So yeah, this is their new single, Walk With Me.
She sings, ooh, hibernation. Two eggs lay on the ground, won't carry her same plumage. The wind will rise and lift them from these sounds.
She Sings by Mook. Before that was Walk With Me, Boa's new single. And I will leave you hags with Hope by Alex G. Hope you all have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday, and I'll see you next week on WCHC 88.1, Worcester's only alternative source, Young Hag. Here's Hope by Alex G. Bye, hags.